na 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 na
I got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Okay, thank you for that fan that sent in that song. I love it. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this upcoming Tuesday, she'll be featuring a Maureen O'Hara tribute. And from March 5th to the 18th. It's Maureen O'Hara. A lot of people don't know this. She was a very good singer. Loved her as an actress, too. So you don't want to miss that. And you can also catch up on past episodes of Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker. And the film Cake, a love story based on her life, is available for viewing on Amazon Prime. You can see me in the last 10 minutes of it. Isn't that fun? All righty. Oh, I need breakfast.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Go into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way, because it's a quarter after two. What the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late-night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me, but you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance with the booty call.
Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, text some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, afterbirth monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, and it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call
dance. Shit, it's my phone. Oh my god.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry, I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. What is it?
Hello?
Hey guys, it's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my god.
It's Sherry fucking Vine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Activation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Slam my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
Okay, I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky.
Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That shit is getting dusty.
Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex,
there's no need to be fussy.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
That was, oh, I love that. Oh, gosh, they're so funny. All right. Okay, my monkeys. All right, what do we got next? Betty Jo Tucker, movie addict headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Vlog Talk Radio. This upcoming show will be about Maureen O'Hara. She was a great singer, too, wasn't she? Yeah, good to know. And I had another one up here keeping the theme going. What was it? Okay, oh, let's hear a little bit more.
Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right? Bye.
Jenna Esposito. Check her out. Her CDs are available on CD Baby, as are mine. All right, George Bettinger's got two new shows. Check out George Bettinger. One's on Sunday and one's on Wednesday. I think go to the Mom and Pop Shop to find out more information. It's on Dream Stream Radio. Sorry, I don't have the times and information in front of me right now. I forgot. Bad me. What am I going to do about that? Don't know. All right. Let's keep it going. Let's have a little Nancy comedy. Why not? Here we go.
She's just the wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people they've been talking about. I go, yeah. Hey. That's great. Great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm an aged woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home. So I kept it. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is that about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just he's just gonna eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's gonna eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little monkey man. Get up there. The other thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. No one ever says, let's go out for English. We have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? That's because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on that. You know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Count her. And the Scottish have got that feat with something called haggis. Like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. And, you know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep. It's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But I say, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you Lincoln fan.
Lincoln thing. And he's gonna take me down over Lincoln. Get her, she hates Lincoln. I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I was doing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? You're crazy. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Please, just eat something. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. All the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and on the street, she'd go, ah! With the top of the stairs, go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You know, not the reason for this glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head, over my head. But she was great. She gave me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And
until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today. I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hundred. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, the X, and the Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. The journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he puns a manly grin, in he puns a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! Loves it. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I like to think of this as my chest. No? I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. My ketchup on it, wee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? I'm out there. Don't try to say it. Such a nice man. Yeah. So. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Well, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. Weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. Sorry, they've got some handsome people in there too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed here today. White socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
Associate degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. We can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. That's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. Got associates. And what's your favorite food?
I'm
actually I never considered them an actual food. What have we got, honey? I don't know. Pretzels, yeah! Pretzels, okay. For dinner, pretzels, pass the mustard. Do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe, but you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
Ready.
You got a special dance.
Yeah.
shades at night, cause he's no fool.
George Benninger, the Mom and Pop Shop, is now a different show, and I don't have all the info in front of me, and I feel really bad about that. I'll be at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton on May 4th and 5th, so you want to make your reservation now and check that out. And remember, my CDs are also available on CD Baby, so you want to check that out as well. Well, this concludes another fun show. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay warm as you are in your heart. All right. This is Nancy Lombardo, the host of What's the Buzz New York. And you all have a good rest of your day. Be nice and toasty. Make a Pop-Tart. I don't know. All right. Big kiss. Bye-bye.